All right, so what was your mindset going into this album? Because, I mean, this is your sophomore album, but, I mean, considering the album that you did with Electric Sister, you've got some polish under your belt now. You've got some notches under your belt. So how did this album feel different when you were, you know, getting ready to start it?
I guess because of the fact that I didn't have a band when I did my first album, this one felt like I needed to write for, I wanted to write for the band vibe, where, you know, I wrote the first album on my acoustic guitar. This one I wrote on my acoustic guitar with the whole being on stage in mind. And after a year and a half of playing the album Utopian Society, I was ready to write some songs that were less soft and a little harder and a little more edgy, a little tougher, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what it's come across. It's come across as a stronger, maybe not stronger songwriting. It's the same. It's a good quality songwriting, but it's just tough. It's just a tougher album.
So that was what your creative process was like this time. You were thinking like you want to produce tunes that sound good in like a big arena or something like that live stage mentality.
Yeah, I revisited Electric Sister, and I just kind of was like, oh, I really like it. I want to be, this album's going to make, it's going to be a heavier album. And of course, songs are always, for me, it's like, if you can't play a song on acoustic guitar, then it's not worth anything. So no matter how good the production is,
mm-hmm.
if it's not a good song, it's not going to be a good song. So I knew that what I was writing were going to be harder songs production-wise, but they still had to have the quality to them, you know?
So considering that, can you tell us a little bit about Diamond High? Is there a story behind it? How did that song come to be? Talk to us.
You know, I just kind of felt, I got the song, I got the title in my head, and it's like the thought of, for me, it takes a long time for things to really sink in how important they are.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't get too wrapped up in, the oohs and ahs of a lot of things. Things need to really stick around for a while for me to really appreciate them.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think of a diamond, I think of like when you go, ooh, ah, and I just was like, that's not what it's all about. It's not about that for me. It's about longevity and sticking with things is important. Because all the facade and all that stuff kind of leaves. And that's what the song's really about. And then I think lyrically, I think I made it. There's some poetry too. I think to that song, to the lyrics that I came up with. But it's, you know, I don't think anyone's gonna want to live in a, especially in this world these days.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is so fast and so ooh ah that it's annoying. You know, there's no substance anywhere, and things take time to become important to me. You know, nothing is that important to me that happened, you know, immediately. That's just not how it works. So that's what the song kind of Diamond High is, how that there is no Diamond High to me. There's just, it's either, you know, takes a long time before things become that important. So
I gotcha. In terms of, I know it's hard to answer a question like this, but if you can try, like in terms of your legacy, like where do you want this album to kind of like stand? Like, how do you want people in like 4 or 5 years to look back on this album in terms of like what it did for you as a singer?
I think that this album is going to be the one, if there is going to be one right now, this is the one where I think my voice is the most, will be recognized and heard. Maybe not my tone and actual literal voice, but me as an artist, I think this album really clears up where I'm coming from and where I'm going. I think Utopian Society was a mess of great songs that all kind of had their own story, and it wasn't super together, but they were all great songs. And with Electric Sister, you know, I just wrote the lyrics. I didn't write, you know, any of the music on that album. So this album, I think, I hope in years to come, is identified as my voice. Like, oh, that's Thaddeus Gonzalez, you know, really giving it his best shot is how I kind of look at it.
Okay.
Or how I guess I want people to remember it.
All right. So how do you sell this album to somebody? Like, if someone's, you know, on iTunes or SoundCloud or whatever, and they're about to make the click you know, and they're kind of torn. How would you sell this album to them? Like, why should someone buy this album?
Someone should buy this album if they want personality in their rock, in their hard rock music. I think that there's a lot of, for me growing up, you know, you say a guy like Glenn Danzig or, you know, David Gahan from Depeche Mode, I feel like there was a distinct uniqueness to who they were. Even a guy as current as Jason Isbell from the Drive-By Truckers, who's solo, there's a voice that I immediately go, oh, that's that personality. I don't hear a lot of personality these days. To me, rock in music in general just sounds like a big car commercial. And so I think if you're looking for rock with a personality or someone you want to, I feel like I want a band that's going to, or a personality of a type of band that's going to stick with me through time. You know, I have a hard time with, well, that goes back to Diamond High. It goes back to that. It's got to be something that sticks with you and stays with you and doesn't give up on the listener, you know, keeps wanting to keep them intrigued enough to buy the next album, you know? So that's how I kind of look at it.
All right. Oh, what's next? How are you going to promote this? What's your touring schedule look like?
We're just getting together all the components right now. We're looking at we're getting together ideas for Europe. We're getting together ideas for the big trek across the country. We're getting together all the ideas right now. It's going to be a lot of work, and course the band's got to be, you know, 100%, and so it's going to be a lot of work, but that's what we're shooting for, is the big long tours where, you know, you don't get to go home. I've done the 4 days here, 3 days here. I think the longer tours are kind of what's looming for this album to promote, you know, and of course the music videos and all those things.
Is that something you're excited for? I mean, I know it's going to be a lot of work, but it's going to kind of like take you to another level.
Yeah, I think that I've been doing this long enough to know that that's really the only way that it's going to work for me. Not that I'm going to stop, but there's got to be the next level. I've got to be looking at the next level and what actions I can take now to make that happen. And so that's kind of what's going on right now. So there's, you know, it's a lot of planning and it's a lot of all that, but I'm looking forward to it. I think that everything's hard playing music. Like, it's not this easy thing. Doing stuff like this, speaking with you and talking about it, like, that's a perk. That's like the good part. That's like 5% of it.
Yeah.
You know, people, you know, that's a very small amount. Everything else is just a lot of work. And, it's going to be... We're looking for Europe. We're looking for the long tours across the states. So that's what's going to be going on to push this album. Because I don't plan on going back in the studio till 2018. So this year, the rest of this year, next year will be a lot of touring.
Nice. All right. Is there anything else that you want to say about this album?
I think when you hear it, you're going to really like it. I think it's a distinct album. And from what I've heard from everybody who's played it, it's no joke. It's no joke at all. It's a good album with solid songs. So I'm looking forward to hearing your response about it.